We talk track here as the Scott City track team. They were scheduled, of course, to have the Scott City relays yesterday, but that got postponed due to the weather and snow there on the track and on the field events in the morning. So it will be moved to Monday, the 26th here in Scott City. The Scott City relays, same time it will start there. We'll talk with Coach Turner here as well about that. And tomorrow they go to Sterling as well. Select a group of varsity athletes head to Sterling tomorrow, and we're talking with a couple seniors here. We'll start off with Isaac Trango here. And how are you doing this evening?
Doing all right.
All right. Well, can you believe it's your senior year of track?
Yeah, man, it flies really fast, especially last year. We didn't have a chance to run, so got to take every opportunity.
Do you feel like that you're trying to do a lot here to kind of make up for that lost time last year, or?
Yeah, I've been really trying to, like, working on my times to, because last year I thought I could have done really well, but this year I've really been working hard.
And what are your events here?
Coach Turner this year is swimming in the open 1, 2, 4, and I'm also the last leg on the 4x4.
All right, so you have a lot of familiarity with that, and I know you had a pretty big boost there your sophomore year, placing in the 200 there and being in that 4x4 state meet record-breaking time there. And did that give you kind of a lot of confidence, which would have been heading in your junior and into your senior year now?
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure it was like 3 of 4 returning next year, and we were really excited. And unfortunately, we didn't have that chance. And this year, I'm just as excited to see, like, what other guys can do to, like, see what they can match up with.
Well, how do you feel like you've run so far this year in your couple meets?
In the two meets, I ran pretty well. My 400 time, I PR'd my sophomore year, but I think I can run pretty fast than that. And I'm pretty happy with my 200 time, and I can improve my 100.
All right, and you're headed to Sterling tomorrow then?
Yes.
That's got to be pretty exciting to see some different competition that you probably normally wouldn't see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach said we're going to face, like, some smaller schools and, like, some 4A schools, but he'll say it'll be good competition tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be awesome here, and I know you got to be pretty excited. You're gonna continue your track career at Bethel, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. I know the athletic director there. He's a pretty good guy. So, but no, good school there, and then Newton there. And what are you planning on majoring in?
Kinesiology.
All right. Can you say that fast 5 times?
No, probably not.
Yeah. All right. You've had a good start to this season. Had a good meet there a couple weeks ago in the wind there, and hopefully get some good weather tomorrow there at Sterling. Isaac Trango joining us here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Isaac Trango, joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And now he'll hand the headset over here to another senior, and Roberto Apodaca. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, two meets in here, and you're going to be pretty busy coming up here. And how have things been for you here for these last few weeks?
They have been good. The weather hasn't been the best at our meets, but, I mean, it's Kansas, so it's whatever. We just have to deal with it.
You got to just, yeah, do whatever you can do with the elements here. But, the two meets that you did have, considering the elements here, how do you feel like you were able to compete with that?
I thought I was able to compete pretty good. I feel like I could improve my time by a lot more. But, I mean, it's just the beginning of the season, and we still have a lot more meets to come.
All right, yeah. And what are your main events here?
Usually the 800, 1600. 32.
All right. All right. And what events are you going to be running there tomorrow at Sterling?
I'll be doing the 4x8, the 1600, and 32.
All right. 3200 is kind of a newer event for you this year, isn't it?
Yeah. I did it my sophomore year, but this is my first time doing it this year so far.
All right. What are some maybe times that you may be looking at tomorrow, but the ultimate goal there at the end?
Obviously to get first, but, you know, time-wise, I kind of want to get in the 440s for the mile and then see if I could get under 11 in the 2 mile.
All right. Well, hopefully that's achievable there for you. It should be a good meet for you tomorrow. And then Monday, can you believe that this will be your final time running on the Scott City track?
Yeah, it's a little bit sad, but
it is. And I know it's going to be pretty nice weather, warm weather for you, and hopefully good times there for you. But senior Roberto Apodaca, and what are you planning on doing after high school here?
I plan on attending Kansas Wesleyan and running there.
Oh, awesome. That'll be cool. There's Salina there. And yeah, you'll be competing against Isaac there, right?
Yeah.
Man, that'll be kind of tough. But luckily, you aren't in the same events there. But congratulations on the good start to the season. Good luck to you coming up there tomorrow at Sterling.
Thank you.
Now joined here with head coach Jim Turner here is Talk Track here. Well, Coach, it was not a busy week for you guys meet-wise. Everything was postponed and everything, and now you're going to get pretty busy up here the next week. But what's kind of the plan here over the next week for you guys, for your team here, as you get a couple of meets in?
Well, we go to Sterling tomorrow for about 25 varsity kids, and then we'll take the other 35 or so to South Gray, Montezuma. It's a varsity meet. We take our JV down there and get them some events in. They got a little medley relay too, so extra event. But then we come back for our meet on Monday with a rescheduled meet, and I think we got 11 teams coming in. You know, we had 17 before, but some have other requirements or contracts that they've signed with other people. So I think it'll still be a really good meet. Mostly bigger schools, but bring in Dighton and Leota are coming to it also, and Stanton County. So other than that, it's all 3A, 4A.
Yeah, you know, when over the last week, it's been kind of unusual, or it's been rough weather wise here. What have you guys been able to accomplish here over the last week?
Oh, very little. You know, we've actually, it's been cold, but you know, we get out and get a workout in pretty quick, and you know, for the most part, we've been outside unless it's been really wet. So we've got some decent workouts in. You know, we're not where we'd like to be with warm weather, you know, workouts and meat-wise. We would have had a meet last week and kind of get a track from the Pratt meet to Smoky Valley to ours to see where we're at. And, you know, with all the rescheduling, this will be our first meet in almost 2 weeks. So, you know, the weather always dictates a lot, sadly.
That it does here, and we had this cold spell here over the last few days here, and it looks like it's going to come to an end there. But tomorrow, we mentioned earlier, you're going to Sterling. It's an opportunity to add a meet there, and you might be able to see some pretty good competition there at Sterling.
Yeah, you know, there's some looking at who's coming in. Ellenwood's got some good distance kids. There's a couple girls, and there's Sterling's got some good kids. Sterling's got the best high jumper in the nation, I think. You know, it's 7'2", so he's kind of fun to watch him, and he runs the hurdles, and I think he long jumps also. I assume he's on a relay somewhere, but don't really know. You know, there's going to be some quality kids there, and hopefully we come out and compete well. It's, once again, supposed to be a chance of rain and, you know, not real warm and breezy. So I think they've got an email they're going to cancel all the prelims, just do finals so they can get us in and out quicker with everybody. So.
And then Monday, I think right now, knock on wood, it looks like it's going to be pretty great weather for a track meet there on Monday. And, you know, it's probably a lot better than it was from yesterday, because you guys might have been having to insert in some Winter Olympic events with the snow on the track.
Or at least a snow shoveling event, you know, to get the snow off the track for prelims. You know, but, yeah, our meet is supposed to be, I think, 84, 85. I see different things, but it's going to blow. There's going to be a lot of wind, but that's going to be a shock to everybody's system. We've been having this 50-degree stuff, and now we have an 80-degree day. So, you know, we may have to limit some kids on some events. We'll see how the heat, what kind of toll it's taking on them.
All right. And Monday, of course, you mentioned 11 teams there, but that's going to be pretty fun there to get going here. It's hard to believe we're already at that midway juncture.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I mean, we looked at the attendance sheet the other day with the managers, there's like 21 days of practice left, and that's it. So,
hey, definitely goes fast here in the spring. Head coach Jim Turner talking track here, and Scott City once again going to Sterling on Thursday, and some of the others, JV as well, to South Grand on Friday, and then the annual Scott City Relays on Monday. Should be a fun few days of track. Thanks again, coach, here, and good luck to you guys coming up.
All right, thanks, Adam.